sing his mercy and his grace. In all mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
Hello, I am Bishop Esther from Evangel Chapel in Africa. This is my gospel podcast. I am speaking on a new heaven and a new earth. God created the heavens and the earth perfectly. He examined everything and pronounced that it was very good, Genesis 1:31. But that earth was corrupted by sin, and so God destroyed the earth at that time by a flood. Our present world is still filled with unrighteousness or moral corruption. We have not thought about our God and his righteousness. We have lived as if there were no moral standards. Romans 1 states that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This portrays the world that we live in, which does not glorify God, but lives for evil. The Bible tells us that God, who is righteous and loves righteousness, will destroy this present world of wickedness. At the end, he will replace it with a new heaven and a new earth where reigns righteousness. In fact, this earth is reserved for the fire of God's wrath on the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men, 2 Peter 3:6-7. The day of God will come as a thief in the night. So where will the sinner be? We have worked hard to acquire things for ourselves, but all the things that we have will be burnt up with fire. So the man who doesn't have God will not have anything at the end. The Bible says that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And those who will be there are the children of God who are saved and are washed in the blood of Jesus. No sinner will be there, but only those whose names have been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. Heaven is the inheritance of those who follow Jesus. God will dwell with his children, and all the suffering of this world will be forgotten. Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." I invite all sinners to pray with me for their salvation through our Savior Jesus. Dear Father in heaven, I come to you as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I accept Jesus as my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and make me to be a part of your kingdom. Please grant me your Holy Spirit to help me to live for you to the end. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of my soul in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. You are now a child of God. Please join a Bible-believing church and learn how to live as God's child. Don't miss this weekly podcast so you can learn more about God. My numbers are 08105457051, 08105457051, or 08056508783, 08056508783. My code is +234. Or you can email me on esther@yahoo.com. esther@yahoo.com. God bless you.
Rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.